An ancient village, a love story, two menhirs. I am in the isthmus of Sant'Antioco. The environment I see in front of me today is profoundly different from how it was at the time of the two imposing stones erection. I like traveling into the past. For a moment, I am back in time. In front of me, a vast wet system formed by shallow waters and islets. The ideal habitat for a permanent settlement and for the development of activities such as fishing and shellfish gathering. Everything I see makes me think that a Neolithic village stood here in the past, at the end of the 4th millennium BC. But today, before me, I see the expression of Sardinian megalithism, two menhirs. In history, they had different meanings, closely related to the divine, as religious symbols, idols of veneration, memorials, simple markers of burial areas, boundary sectors or strategic communication routes. But these two splendid menhirs also have another story, the legend of a cursed love. I want to tell it to you. Supara e Samonja, the priest and the nun.
È tutto pronto. Possiamo andare.
Basta, piano, piano, corriamo.
This is the name of the pair of menhirs in front of me. Two lovers, aware of the divine punishment they were facing. They decided to run away from Sant'Antioco to live out their great love. But this was not enough. Their clandestine love and their escape unleashed the divine wrath that turned them to stone. Right here, making them a visible warning to all for eternity. Supara, with its faces facing southwest and northwest, is 3 meters high, a conical diameter with hollows and protuberances reminiscent of male features. Samonja is 2 meters high and has a protuberance and several hollows typical of the female figure, but faces southeast and northeast. These positions allow them to look into each other's eyes. They look at each other but do not touch, symbol of an eternal and unbreakable love despite adversity. Today, I look at them. They are still in love with each other. I leave their story, but the Levant is back.